The most valuable thing I can give to others is my attention. Dale Carnegie's best-selling book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, reveals that listening to others is how we get them to like us. Just listen to them with interest. We like people who listen to us. According to Carnegie, we don't have to tell others anything about ourselves for them to like us. We just have to be good listeners by making continual eye contact, smiling, nodding, validating them as they speak with right and yes, and asking questions about what they are saying to keep them talking about themselves. Even if you have just met them and they haven't learned anything at all about you, after you listen to them intently for a short time, they will feel that they like you. People want to be heard and validated more than they want to hear and learn about us. People yearn to connect, for others to know them. Good listening provides that. Here is a suggestion for practicing good listening. Once again, call a friend. Ask how he is doing, and then listen without interrupting. While listening, give him feedback and ask questions based on what he has talked about. Keep the conversation on his topic. Being a good listener takes a lot of patience, and it is hard to listen without interrupting. Sometimes I find that I want to do most of the talking, so not interrupting is challenging. It can be difficult to listen to all of what the other person is saying without half listening or half thinking about your response and then interrupting before he finishes his thoughts or story. Before I respond, I try to let him keep going until there is an obvious pause when he has said all he needs to. It is not easy to be a good listener. We all want to talk and be heard. I also notice that I want to solve a problem or teach and then move on in the conversation. The longer I can listen without interrupting, however, the more giving my listening is. This is all that many counselors do. They encourage their patients to talk, then repeat back what they hear to indicate they are listening, and then they continue to ask questions in order to fully understand a problem before they give feedback. But if I am impatient and I don't want to wait for the full story or all the information, I will interrupt and start giving my premature analysis and my own desire to be heard. When you are listening to someone who is expressing emotional pain, if you haven't had the same experience, don't say, "I know how you feel," because you don't. It's only okay to say, "I know how you feel," if you have had the same pain or experience. Otherwise, just validate his sharing of a painful event or experience by saying something factual such as, "That must make you feel sad," or "That sounds very painful." You could also say, "I can't imagine how hard this has been for you." That shows that you recognize and acknowledge his pain and that you are listening. In general, listening is like giving, whereas talking is like taking. So the goal is to give more, to listen more and talk less, or talk less about ourselves, which can be challenging. Sometimes there are people who start talking and won't stop, as if they want to hold us hostage to listening to them. They blab on and on, never getting to any point, and you can hardly take 10 more seconds of their talking. But you realize that no one else wants to listen to them either. People who do this are extremely lonely and desperate to connect with others, but their behavior pushes others away. It is too intense, so it becomes a form of self-sabotage. Since I know this, I try to give such people my full attention and patience for as long as I can tolerate it. I do my best to listen, thinking, "I'm here for you, and what you're telling me is the most important thing I've ever heard." I do my best not to display body language such as fidgeting or looking away as if I'm about to run, to give them at least a few moments of real listening. It's not easy to do, but some people should have a pause or stop button on their forehead. But their behavior provides good opportunities to practice giving. Think of any friend you haven't spoken to in a while and call him or her right now and ask how he's doing. Then just listen. Don't talk about yourself at all, and don't talk about your life, even if he asks. Redirect back to him and keep the focus on him and his life. It's hard not to talk about yourself, but once you hear what he's got to say, come up with some ideas for how you can help him and give to him concerning his issues or problems. Ask him the right questions to pull his answer out of him, such as, "What do you need right now? How can I help you with that? What can I do for you today? When can I help you?" Figure out how he could use your help right now. It may just be your listening to him is all he really needs.